Proclamation number 3688 of 16th of February, 1946. Urgency and blessing of activity for the kingdom of God. I bless all those who serve me, who declare themselves ready to cooperate in the redemption of erring souls in the lost time before the end. And to them I promise my protection. Eternally you will thank me for having complied with my solicitation for your help, for this last activity of my believers on earth is of utmost importance, of most urgent necessity and of unalienable advantage for the willing souls. For the darkness on earth has become impenetrable and spiritual death the fate of those who do not save themselves from the darkness of night into the light of day. Yet they are no longer able to do so without help because people's will is totally weakened, if not wrong, and this help can only be brought to them by me through fellow human beings, because I myself cannot work directly on them. And thus, if I want to save those souls I require servants on earth who are active in my will, and this of their own free will. I could certainly awaken people and speak through them without their will, yet even less faith would be placed in them and the souls thus awakened by me would not benefit from it either. Furthermore, my servants themselves must appear as evidence of the truth of my word, they must visibly enliven my word through the way of life according to my will and the effect of it, for people shall be instructed by my servants. My word shall be proclaimed to them which comes directly to my servants from the spiritual kingdom, from the kingdom which is mine and which I also want to prepare for people on earth in beatitude. The coming time will still bring many hardships and sufferings, and tormented people need comfort and strengthening and can only receive these through my word. Therefore I must have representatives on earth who offer it to them, who first receive my word from me and then pass it on unaltered so that it will not lose its strength, so that people can recognize that it is commanded by me myself. And these representatives of mine must serve me of their own free will, otherwise they cannot receive my precious gift themselves. For strength in this form can only be given to the one who opens himself and desires me and my word. I myself want to speak to people and only make use of a cover which, however, cannot forcibly become my abode but has to be offered to me voluntarily. And only a few offer their services to me, only a few shape themselves such that I can express myself through their cover. Only a few completely offer their all to me and are willing to work as my instruments on earth. And the work in the coming time will increase in urgency and importance. Thus I will also grant my protection to every individual who declares himself willing to do this work, so that he can work unhindered for me as my representative on earth. Who proclaims my word on my behalf in order to still save souls from destruction, in order to show them the path to me so that they will not get lost forever. And thus I lovingly recruit co-workers for my kingdom, for I love all my living creations and want to help those who are in greatest spiritual adversity, but I also want to make those happy who are to convey the word to their fellow human beings on my behalf. Who want to support me in the redeeming activity on earth. They, too, have to go through hardship and suffering but they will never go without me, they can constantly avail themselves of my strength which is available to them without measure. But those bear adversity and misery alone as long as they don't turn to me in prayer. And to bring them the knowledge about the blessing of prayer. About the strength of faith and about the attention of my love is a work of mercy which brings great blessings to my representatives on earth as well as to my suffering fellow human beings. The spiritual darkness is so great that not enough light can be brought into it, and therefore I need bearers of light who shall chase away the darkness with my help. I need them and bless their activity. I protect them in every adversity and danger, for anyone who is in my services, as it were, a labor of the spiritual kingdom to whom earthly measures cannot harm, no matter how threatening they appear and worry him. Anyone who belongs to me, who has united with me through his will, also enjoys my protection as long as I require him for an office on earth which is exceedingly necessary and can have beneficial consequences, depending on people's will. The last time has come and my servants must be exceedingly active. They must not allow themselves to be paralyzed by earthly worries. They must not be deterred by earthly decrees. I alone direct the destiny of all, but especially that of my co-workers on earth, in a way which is helpful and expedient for their mission. For countless souls on earth are in great need and shall be helped through you who want to serve me and therefore can be certain of my blessing. My blessing, however, means an everlasting supply of strength and grace, an everlasting willingness to help and an everlasting presence. And thus you may expect every day without worry. You may devote yourselves to your spiritual work without worry and only wait for my call, which you will clearly feel as such as soon as the hour of your activity for me has come. For it will not be long before your mission begins. That your work is only meant for me, that your thoughts are only spiritually directed because I will judge all earthly things for you so that you can be unhindered in your activity in my name. Amen.